Here's a novel idea for how to fix the auto industry. Nationalize it, or at least nationalize the biggest American car maker, GM. That's Los Angeles Times car columnist Dan Neal's idea. And Dan, you mean basically just stop fooling around with bridge loans or anything like that and just outright buy GM?
Yeah, I don't see that the federal money that they're talking about really will save GM. I also think that, you know, we should just be intellectually honest about this. If this money, federal money, is going to come with all these conditions, including the idea that the Congress is going to weigh in and adjudicate their future business plans, I mean, it's nationalization. Just call it that and embrace it and move on.
What would be the advantages to owning GM?
It'd be cheaper than a loan that we'd never get back. Also, General Motors is a very, very strong company with, you know, something like $50 billion in real assets. And it's done a lot of the work to turn itself around. That's one of the ironies, is that it was turning the giant ocean liner around when it happened to hit an iceberg, which was the credit crisis and some other problems that have made their chronic liabilities acute. But I think General Motors is a good investment.
Really?
I mean,
people are saying this car company doesn't get it. It's sort of, you know, dead in the water. It hasn't been forward-looking. It hasn't developed the kinds of cars that people want now.
Look, they have made so many management mistakes. But along with that, they've made some very, very smart moves. And this is a company that's very strong and robust around the world. It's the North American market that's killing them. And there's a long thread of historical reasons why General Motors has been at such a disadvantage in North America since the 70s. But the net of it is that this company has a lot of potential, but it also has the potential to sink right out from under us.
So aside from it being potentially a good deal for the government to own GM, what are the other benefits or possible benefits?
Well, we're at the stage where we are requiring these companies, these publicly traded corporations designed to make money, to operate in the public good. I've heard, I would say, dozens of people say they should have been investing in small, fuel-efficient cars, plug-in hybrids, electrics, and instead of building trucks and SUVs. Well, trucks and SUVs was where the money was, right? They were operating responsibly insofar as they were making the product that had the most profit built into it. You know, and free market capitalism is great at responding to market needs, but it's lousy at anticipating needs. The advantage of nationalizing GM is that you could allow this company to get ahead and build the cars we know we will need, if not necessarily the ones we, you know, must have at the second. A big problem with electrics and hybrids and all these other things is that the batteries are so expensive, there is no clear way to make a profit on these vehicles. So one of the things going to happen in Congress is that senators and congressmen are going to demand that GM build these very expensive vehicles at a loss. Well, what kind of business plan is that? So I say nationalize the company, build these cars at a loss, and address the larger public policy issue, which is, of course, oil and climate change. I see this as a golden opportunity to transform the auto industry in the service of the public good. A decade from now, if they're still in business, they'll have figured out a way to build cars and trucks at a profit. But right now, we need them to build a special kind of vehicle, and I think at a loss.
Dan, thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Madeline.
That's Dan Neal. He's the automobile columnist for the Los Angeles Times. His column about nationalizing GM is in today's paper.